Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. We give all thanks and all praises to our God, the Most High. Isn't it wonderful that the month of March is gone and here we are in the month of April? So the first quarter of this year is gone and we're beginning the second quarter today. Hallelujah. Please, let every one of us give thanks to the Almighty God without any restriction. Without any inhibition, let us give thanks to our gratitude to our God. Tell God, say, gracious and glorious God, I thank you for my life which you preserved through all the dangers that are around. Thank you, gracious and glorious God, the only true and the living God, I thank you for preserving my life, for preserving the lives of all my loved ones. Thank you for preserving our lives through all the dangers that surround us in this world. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. We are still giving thanks to God. Tell God, say, gracious and glorious God, I thank you for your interest in me and the good plans you have for me. Thank you, gracious and glorious God. Thank you for your interest in me and for the good plans you have for my life. Grateful to you, Almighty God. Gracious and glorious God, I thank you for your interest in me and for the good plans you have for my life. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Thank God. Tell God. Say, gracious and glorious God, I thank you for your tender love for me. I thank you, Almighty God, for your tender love for me. Thank you for your tender love for me. The love of a loving father to a cherished son. I thank you for your tender love for me. In Jesus Christ's name we give thanks. Amen. And finally, give thanks to God. Tell God, say, gracious and glorious God, I thank you for all that you did for me from January to March. From the month of January when this year began to the month of March that just ended. Thank you for all that you did for me. Some of them have manifested already. Some of them I'm yet to see, but I know you've done much. I know you've done some things, great things. Thank you for all that you did for me. What you did include my being alive. The things you did, oh God, they include my being alive today. So I thank you for all you did for me, the battles you fought and won for me, the spiritual and the physical realms. Thank you for all that you did for me from January to March. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Heavenly Father, please accept our thanksgiving for all that you've done for us, for what you will still do. We give you all the praise, oh God. Thank you for bringing us to this month of April and into the second quarter of this year. We're grateful to you forever. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Psalm 65, verse 9. You know that today, the first day of the month, is our prayer day also. Psalm 65, verse 9. I'll read from the Passion Translation. I read now. Your visitations of glory bless the earth. The rivers of God overflow and enrich it. You paint the wheat fields golden, as you provide rich harvests. Full stop. Let every one of us please find the time to look at Psalm 36 verse 8. Psalm 46 verse 4. And Genesis chapter 2 verses 10 to 14. Let's look up those scriptures concerning the rivers of God. We all need God's rivers and streams in our lives. Where there are no rivers, it will be a desert. And that is a deserted place, a barren land. Without water, the rivers give, there will be dryness, there will be drought, and there will be barrenness. In the words of this scripture, we need God's visitations of glory in our lives. May this gracious God visit every one of us gloriously in the name of Jesus Christ. So we are going to pray. Tell God. Say, God of all creation, please show me mercy and bless my life with your visitations of glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is only one God, the true and the living God, is the God of all creation. Call upon him. Say, God of all creation, please show me mercy and bless my life with your visitations of glory. God, visitations of glory will remove every reproach. It will remove shame and disgrace. God of all creation, please show me mercy and bless my life with your visitations of glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God of all creation, you are my creator also, my maker, my God. Please show me mercy. Bless my life with your visitations of glory. Bless every life in my family, in my household. Bless the lives of my loved ones with your visitations of glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Just keep praying. Tell God. Say, God of all creation, please let your rivers flow to revive and to refresh my life. Every life is a land. Every land is a life. God of all creation, please let your rivers flow to revive and to refresh my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God of all creation, please let your rivers flow to revive and to refresh my life. To revive and refresh every life in my family, in my household. To revive and refresh every life of my loved ones. Oh God of all creation, let your rivers flow. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Pray this one. Tell God. Say, oh God of all creation, please let your rivers reach every area of my life to enrich it. God of all creation, my God, the only true and the living God, please let your rivers, the streams of your rivers, reach every area of my life to enrich it. Let my life be enriched. Let your rivers reach every area of my life to enrich it, O Lord. Put an end to any form of hardship. Lord, let your rivers reach every area of my life. Let your rivers reach every life in my home, in my family, in my household. Let your rivers reach every life of my loved ones, to enrich the lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And this one, tell God, say, oh God of all creation, please, let any dry and deserted part of my life. Be made fertile and fruitful. In the name of Jesus Christ, God of all creation, I cry to you. Please visit my life with your rivers, with your streams. Let any dry or deserted part of my life be made fertile and fruitful. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the streams of your rivers, Lord God Almighty, let them change any dry or deserted part of my life into fertile and fruitful grounds. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, God of all creation, visit every part of my life and let any dry and deserted part of my life be made fertile and fruitful. Any life in my family, my home, the lives of my loved ones, oh Lord, let any dry or deserted part there be made fertile and fruitful by the streams of your rivers, oh God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Pray this one, please. Tell God, say, God of all creation, please, let your goodness and your mercy be my companions throughout this month. This new month of April, Almighty God, the God of all creation, please let your goodness and your mercy accompany me throughout this month. Let me never be without your goodness and your mercy, O God. God of all creation, the good and the merciful God, the only true and the living God, please let your goodness and your mercy be my companions throughout this month. Let your goodness and your mercy accompany every member of my family, my household. Let your goodness and your mercy accompany all my loved ones throughout this month of April. In the name of Jesus Christ, God of all creation, I beg for your goodness and your mercy to be with us, to accompany every one of us, my family, my home, my loved ones. Let your goodness and your mercy accompany us throughout this month, even throughout this year, oh God. Even all the days of our lives, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please pray this one. Tell God. Say, O God of heaven and earth, according to Psalm 68, verse 20, God of heaven and earth, according to Psalm 68, verse 20, please, grant me escapes from all the evils in this month. Grant me escapes from all the evils in this month. Whatever evils are in this month, whatever evils are still in this year, O Lord, grant me to escape them. Grant all the members of my family, my household, grant all my loved ones escapes from all the evils in this month and in this year. Grant us escapes from death, because unto you belong escapes from death. According to Psalm 68, verse 20, O Lord, grant us escape from death, from disasters. Let none of us be counted as a victim, O God. Let none of us be counted as a casualty. Please, in your mercy, grant us escapes from all the evils in this month, even in this year. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. And finally, tell God, say, O God of all creation, let the blessings that I've been praying for be delivered to me this month. My Lord, my God, the blessings that I've been praying for, God, in your mercy, let the blessings be delivered to me this month. All the blessings that I've been praying for, the blessings that I've been begging you for, my Lord, my God, the God of heaven and earth, please, show me mercy. Let the blessings be delivered to me this month. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray for everyone in my family, my household. Pray for all my loved ones. Heavenly Father, let the blessings we have been praying for be delivered to us. Even this month, oh God. Let the breakthroughs we are hoping for begin to manifest. Thank you, our God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Everlasting Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Thank you for bringing us into the month of April. We can never thank you enough for all that you do day by day. Lord, we ask you that this month will be a special month for every one of us walking with you. Lord, let this be a month of special blessings for us. Let your glorious visitation bless every one of our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the streams of your river revive and refresh every life. Anywhere there is barrenness, let there be fruitfulness, oh God. Anywhere there is drought, oh Lord, let the streams of your river bring enrichment. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Holy God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Happy new month to everyone. In Jesus Christ's name.